Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Hobbies. That's my lesson for the day. It's important to note that January is hobby month. So gives us time to pause and give some thought to what we are doing as a hobby, how we engage in hobbies, the importance of hobbies to us, or if we're not doing any hobby at all, why? What would be the better way of doing a hobby? How can we incorporate a hobby into our life and make it a meaningful kind of an experience? Well, that's the topic, you know, for the day, hobbies. You know, hobbies is an activity. A hobby is an activity that we do in our free time, and we do in our spare time, and we do in our relaxed time. It's things that we do to challenge us. We do the things that just kind of interest us and kind of divert our attention and our energies from one thing to another. Good thing to do is kind of we transition from one task to another. We do hobbies in different ways. We do them in our back rooms. We do them in our basements. We do them in our garages. We do them outside. We do them in a spare room. We do them all over the place. We do them alone usually, but not always. Sometimes we do hobbies at home by ourselves and then share them with others, such as in a club, like rock collecting clubs. And we take what we have done and we take it to the group and get some feedback. Or we're in a jewelry making club and we do work at home and then take it to the club and give some feedback and just learn from each other. Lots of ways in which hobbies become part of our life and help us grow as individuals. But when I was reflecting on this idea of a hobby, I came up with a number of benefits. Obviously, why would one want to encourage hobbies? Well, I'm going to encourage you to have a hobby. If you don't have one, you ought to. I have a couple of hobbies. I don't have many, but I collect owls. I have maybe 350 to 360 owls in my collection from all over the world and from all kinds of places I've been, and owls that kind of attract my attention because of their artistic value to me. I've also collected antiques. My wife and I collect antiques. It's been a little hobby for us. We've done it over all the years of our marriage, and it's kind of been an intriguing interest to us and kind of opened many, many doors for us and meet people and learn things and some share together in some common interest. So I've done that. And I have also collected old books. I have a library. It's a huge. And I've collected old books in my library just to make sure that I can have something to look at when I have a free time and just want to kind of relax and kind of pick out an old book and just kind of look at it and see how it was written, how it was structured, and how they express themselves, and just a lot of things about the time when that book was written, and the people that wrote it, and the author that wrote it. So I don't know about you, but what are your hobbies? I ask you. You know, I've talked to a piano teacher not too long ago who has a kind of a little small business of teaching piano out of her home. You know what she's developed? Teaching older people how to play the piano. So she has a number of piano clients that are 50, 60, 70 years of age. They now came to the point where they want to learn how to play the piano. Kind of a hobby, you know, for them. So no matter what your age is, consider the possibility of you opening a new hobby in your life and enjoying a new phase of your life or a new aspect of your life in some way. Here are some of the benefits. I just list a few of them as I kind of think and reflect on them. Hobbies allow us to develop a new skill. You know, things that we've wanted to do but we've never done. And then as we engage in that particular hobby, we become skillful at it over time. So we develop a skill that we're proud of and that we can share with others and that we can just feel that we have learned a new opportunity, a new skill, and we have now ways to enjoy it in our older years of life. So hobbies present to us the opportunity to learn a new skill. Here's another one. They are obviously opportunities for us to develop a new interest. You know, we have lived our life a certain way over the years, and we have our interests, and we have our occupations, and we have our people, and our friends, and our social life, and so on. But a hobby then opens the door to an entirely new interest. And then a new interest opens the door to new people, and to new opportunities, and to new learning opportunities, and to new social opportunities, and so on. So as we develop an interest, that interest then opens up the door to a lot of different aspects of life, and we enrich our life. We become much more solid and much more enjoy a fullness of life as we develop a new interest. Here's the third point. Hobbies allow us to relax. You know, sometimes we just get stressed out and we get pretty tense and pretty tight And we just need to get a break. So jump into a hobby and just kind of use that as a way to relax. Just get a different mindset, a different physical state. Take the tension out of your life. Just let the body, let the muscles relax and kind of enjoy a different state of being, you know, for your life. Similar to that, we would call it a stress reduction opportunity. You know, as you divert your attention, you divert your interest, you divert your time to something else. It takes you away from the things that are stressful in life at this particular point in time. It takes you away from the things that create tension for you and create anxiety for you or create a sense of depression or fear or anger or frustration or whatever it might be. Get involved in a hobby and let that kind of take you away from those negative emotions. Here's another one. Hobbies allow you to reduce your ADD. You know, a kid, we often think of attention deficit disorder. And we are that way even as adults. We get involved in this, that, and the other thing, and then something else, and then something else. And before we know it, we're involved in all kinds of things. Our attention deficit disorder has blossomed, and we have stretched our attention in many different directions, all at the same time, perhaps. Hobbies allow you to just refocus and to just center yourself and to become more focused on an activity that can now just enjoy, allow you to enjoy life and enjoy yourself and enjoy the people around you. So it reduces the attention spread that we often experience otherwise. Here's another opportunity for a hobby, another reason. It opens up a new career, perhaps. You know, a lot of people have changed careers as over their hobbies. They have a certain job and they have a certain career and they develop a hobby, and before you know it, that hobby becomes more and more and more important to them, more and more time, and maybe they earn a little income. And before you know it, that hobby has opened up the door for an entirely new occupation, a new profession, a source of income, a new career. So look at hobbies as maybe the door to going in a different direction in life. Here's another thing about hobbies. They allow you to supplement your income. A lot of people do things and buy it, sell them to other people who buy them, and then you have a little source of income. You know, whether you're baking or you're baking cookies or you're baking rolls or you're making some kind of a plaque or you're making picture frames of something or your art or whatever it might be. You know, it's an opportunity for you to supplement your income. So sell a little bit, earn a few dollars, and just let it be at that. You don't have to go into a new career. Just let it supplement you. Maybe you'll earn $1,000 a year. Maybe you'll earn $100 a year. That's okay. The point is that the interest is what is important to you and what is needs to be the focus, not the income. Here's another thing about hobbies. They allow us to meet new friends. They're an avenue to new friends. They're an avenue to new social groups or clubs or societies or fellowships or whatever it might be. If you have an interest, develop that interest. Let that interest bring you to people and let those people now come into your life. Before you know it, you've opened up an entirely new circle of friendships, you know, in your life. You broaden your world, you know, so to speak. And here's the last one, cognitive development. Interests, hobbies promote your brain development, your thinking development, your cognitive skill of being able to solve problems and be able to make decisions and think clearly and to think about the future and to just open your door to thought and let thoughts then lead to other thoughts and they lead to other thoughts, you know, and so on. So cognitive development comes from just hobbies, just living a life of hobby and let hobbies become very much a important part of your life. So I always think that a hobby is something that you don't sweat over or you don't get frustrated over. You use it instead to help you get rid of other frustrations in life and relax. It's not a part-time job. It should never be a part-time job unless it opens the door to a new job altogether, a new career altogether. But don't get serious about it in the sense that you have to make a certain amount of money to be as a part-time job, otherwise it's not worth it. Don't let that, you know, happen to you. So January is the month of hobbies and hobby celebration and the recognition of hobbies in our life. So I ask you to this. Just sit back and think, what is your hobby today? What have been your hobbies over the last 5 years, 10 years? What were your hobbies as a child? What are the things that you always wanted to do but never did do? Maybe you're at that point in time now that you can open the door to a hobby that you've always wanted to do but just never did it. And maybe now is the time, you know, to do that. If that's the case, get going. You know, reach out. Have somebody introduce a particular skill to you or a particular interest area to you, and then maybe you're on your own after a little while, but start with somebody else. Want to take art classes? Go with a friend to an art class. Want to take music lessons? Want to sing in a choir? Do that. Do it with a friend, and then after a while, maybe you just do it alone. But whatever your hobby is, let it emerge and let it just become part of your life and enrich your life and strengthen your life and broaden your life and bring into your life new people and new experiences and new thoughts, just new energy. So it's up to you. Hobbies are important and they can be life-changing. Let this be your experience, okay? Anyway, go to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. I think it'd be a great opportunity for you to look at that and a couple books in there that might be worth reading. It might even open some doors of hobby. Lessons from My Father, I recommend to you. Maybe you'll pick up some ideas in there for a hobby that you'd like to pursue. Anyway, today's program was brought to you by Lehman's Lock and Safe. Lehman's Lock and Safe here in Fresno. You have a lock problem, a key problem, or you need a safe as you look at the new year. Call Lehman, will you? He'll be your answer, and he'll be very helpful, you know, to you, I'm sure. Here's his number, 228-1805, 228-1805, and that's in the 559 area code. That's Lehman's Lock and Safe. So, got a problem in that area of your life? Give him a call. Bye for now.